Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I think today's topic should be about the sad news that the Queen has passed away. I'm sure all of you listening to this podcast have probably heard this news by now, because it seems to be big news, not only in the UK, but also everywhere around the whole world. In fact, I've been very surprised by just how big this news has been globally and also in the UK. Obviously, the death of anyone is a sad thing. And when someone well-known, perhaps someone famous, dies, it is usually covered in the news. But not like this has been. This has had, and still is getting, some very serious coverage. I remember the day after the event, looking at the BBC News website, and almost the entire page was just full of articles related to the death of the Queen. Apart from a very small row of news, like about 4 or 5 news articles under the title Other News, it's just the entire page was just full of about 20 or 30 articles about the passing of the Queen. It really is such a big piece of news over here, and every time you turn on the television, every time you're turning on the television to look at the news, you're pretty much guaranteed to be watching news about this sad event, and also the events surrounding it, such as Charles becoming King Charles III, and of course the funeral arrangements. I don't think anyone was particularly surprised by this news. The Queen was 96, and I think the last time I saw her was when she was, well, a picture of her was when she was meeting the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, and she looked a little frail, a little weak at that point. But I think it was only 2 days afterwards that she passed away. So in some sense, it was a bit of a surprise, I suppose. When I first heard of the news, I did feel a little sad, despite not knowing the Queen or having ever met the Queen. But I suppose there is that feeling, that sense, that she had always been there, sort of as the head representative of the UK, really. And that's been the case ever since I've been born. So for my whole life. And it does feel, in a way, like the end of something. Something that has been very stable and unchanging for such a long time. And now it's finally changed. As I said, there's been a lot of coverage on a television about this news, as well as some sort of like documentaries providing details about the Queen's life. And I watched one or two of them. And it was interesting to see like all the work that the Queen had done in representing the UK, all of the visiting different countries and different locations for the purposes of relations, ensuring that the UK has good relations with various countries around the world. And that is a very important job, I think. And I couldn't help but be impressed by all the work that she had done. I wouldn't say that I was royalist. So a royalist is someone who is really supportive of the royal family. On the other hand, I certainly don't dislike the royal family, and I'm glad that we have a royal family. But I get the impression that a lot of people who aren't royalists but don't dislike the royal family were quite surprised by how they've been touched by this sad news. According to things that I've heard people saying when they've been interviewed on news programs, I think even if you're someone who's not that interested in the royal family or what they do, it's sort of hard to ignore what has happened, because it is such big news. So, for example, there's a podcast I often listen to, usually daily, apart from the weekends, called Newscast, which is a BBC podcast about news-related topics. The entire podcast for the last 5 episodes has just been covering news about the passing of the Queen, and the entire, like, the program's logo, the podcast logo, has been replaced by a picture of the Queen. And I've never really seen anything quite like this before. Any news with this sort of scale, this size. And perhaps I won't again in my lifetime. On the following Monday, it will be the Queen's funeral. And this has now been turned into a bank holiday, which is like, well, it's typically, I don't know if it still is, but it used to be when all the banks closed down. And because the banks had closed down, it was difficult for businesses to continue to do business. So a bank holiday usually meant that many people were off work. They didn't have to go to work on that day. I don't know if this is still the case. I'm pretty sure, that all of the banks are open on bank holidays. So it's just sort of tradition that we still call them bank holidays. But yes, my company will be joining in with this bank holiday so that we can have a day away from work and pay our respects to the Queen. Though I'm pretty sure not all jobs, not all companies will be doing this. And usually retail companies like supermarkets or clothes stores, they don't give time off on bank holidays. But as this is such a different, unusual occasion, like a unique occasion, I think they might at least a couple of hours or a few hours from what I've heard. I was actually due to go to London this Wednesday for an appointment. I shan't say what for, because that is a topic for my private podcast. For any of you who happen to subscribe to that, you'll know what I'm talking about. But something weird happened, and it turns out I don't have to go to London today, after all. But had I gone to London, it would have been very, very busy today. There are crowds of people everywhere, And I should imagine I might have had a bit of trouble traveling on the tube around London. So perhaps I would have had to leave the house even earlier to ensure that I arrived at my appointment on time. So on one hand, I'm sort of glad that I don't have to go to London anymore. But at the same time, it would have also been interesting to have seen these huge crowds, or to have been part of these huge crowds, I think. It has been a couple of years, perhaps 3 years even, since I last went to London. Not a place I generally have reason to go to very often, but I'll be going again soon, probably within 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks maybe. I'm not sure. I'm going to wait for an appointment to be given to me, and then I'll have to go down to London on a particular day at a particular time, but I don't get to choose that day or time. It's just given to me. I have to turn up. But I suppose when I next go to London, I suppose it will feel a little different. There is this sort of like a feeling that you're visiting the home of the Queen, even though I think it's only Buckingham Palace that's there. I think I've always sort of had that feeling when visiting London. Anyway, that's the end of this podcast for today. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.